Of course, we always need funds because that keeps the doors open. It keeps the staff working to be able to, for every dollar that we bring in donations, we can usually work that, build that, and leverage that into three more dollars worth of services in some way, whether it's a service, an in-kind donation, or other things. So, of course, funds are nice. Another thing that's really great around this time of year is that gift cards. Gift cards, whether they're Visa cards or Target or Walmart, where if, say, a child comes in, and especially for teenagers, those are hard sizes to find and to keep in stock, whether it's shoes or pants or shirts. And so gift cards makes it easy to get the needs that the kids have. If someone's doing and would like to see what kind of in-kind donations, which things like clothing or toys or school supplies, they can always go to our website, which is thechristmasboxhouse.org. And we have wish lists for each of the Christmas box houses so that you can look what is our immediate need at this time. If they're interested in volunteering, they'll also find places on our website where they can show the different kinds of things, whether it's a wonderful service project like KSL Radio and Select Health are doing today, or it might be a family group or a business group that would like to come in and volunteer. It's an individual that wants to volunteer ongoing. That's always wonderful, too. And so we really appreciate our community because they not only support us through funding, through the in-kind, but also through their hours of service.
And how do you select volunteers? So if somebody wanted to donate their time, what skills are you looking for there?
You know, I think that the top of the list is a caring heart. I mean, we really appreciate the people that really want to help these children in one way or the other come. And so if they have some experience with children, that's always helpful. Sometimes we get teachers or retired teachers or other kind of caregivers, and that's always helpful. But almost anyone can volunteer because we have different kinds of opportunities. If you have very limited time, maybe you come in and do a service project. You may not be working directly with the kids, but you could be doing something that, of course, is going to benefit the children. There are ongoing volunteer opportunities where they can come in. They'll go through a background check and an orientation, some training, but then they can come in and maybe they'll be doing things like helping kids get ready for bed, helping them with the homework, being read to, maybe helping when they go out on an activity and they need just some extra pair of eyes and hands to help them. Sometimes we have volunteers that come and help us in our office. So there really is a lot of different ways, whether you have a little bit of time or a lot of time, whether you're an individual or a group. It's really this wonderful community that kind of wraps their arms around us so we can wrap them around the kids.